first of all, could you give us a bit of an idea about who you are and what it is that you stand for, please?
Of course. Well, I am Farah London. I am a business entrepreneur. I have been working commercial world for over 22 years. I actually started my career at Lloyd's of London in the city, and I've been very fortunate to have a great career, which has really given me a rounded experience. And I've worked with governments, international governments, for many years, and I've actually been volunteering in the community for over 20 years. So that's why, I have the experience. I definitely would say I definitely have the most experience out of all of the candidates. And I'm standing because London has been let down. We no longer have our pride in London. People no longer value what it means to be a Londoner. Our communities are disconnected, and unfortunately, voices are being suppressed by party politics. So I think it's time we have an independent mayor, a mayor that represents the people of London and not party politics, not a mayor that's governed by their party.
When you say that you have the most experience, can you elaborate on that? I mean, why do you have more experience than Sadiq Khan?
Well, I think we can just look at what Sadiq Khan has done to our city over the last 4.5 years to just say that, there has been grave mistakes that have been made. The problem with when you have a politician in a seat like that, they're more interested in themselves. The best thing he has done is serve himself. He hasn't served the people of London. And we really have been let down by him. Crime is out of control. London's not affordable. There's not opportunities. And we really need someone that can come in and make the change that need to be changed. Unfortunately, politicians are governed by politics. And they always tend to do things with a political agenda. So it's really time that we have actually a mayor of London that actually will represent the people of London and not be biased towards themselves.
You also said that they're starting to lose sight of what it means to be a Londoner. What, in your eyes, yes, does it mean to be a Londoner?
This is really something I love to ask people. I ask people, I say to them, how long have you been here? And they say to me, I've been living here 30 years. I'm from Nigeria, or I'm from Brazil. And I say to them, so you're a Londoner? They say, no, I'm not a Londoner. I'm from, Romania. I'm from here. And I said, well, why are you not a Londoner? I said, because I wasn't born here. And I let them know, it doesn't matter if you're not born here. If you live or work in London, you're invested in our city. Therefore, that makes you a Londoner. And we're proud to have you in our city. People don't feel connected to London. So how can we, how can we expect communities to work together and be part of something if they're feeling excluded and they're feeling that they're an outsider? So it's time we have a mayor that actually brings people together, unites them, so we can actually work together to fix London.
What would you say is the biggest issue in London, and what would you do to fix it?
I would say the biggest issue that I have seen, we've all have seen, there's a number of things. I mean, definitely, I would say crime is spiraled out of control. People no longer feel safe anymore. Youth gang violence is definitely something that needs to be addressed. There's no opportunities for youth right now. So unfortunately, if you speak to youth, early as the age from 8 and 9, they get groomed and lured into gangs because they feel there's nothing for them. We really have let down youth. And this has happened over, the last governments and past politicians where, we've seen the youth centres being closed down and things have been taken away from them. So how I plan to address that is I plan to open 3 academies, and they will be performing arts and creative studios and sporting academies. So from the age of 8 to 21, we're going to provide that support system. So whether a youth wants to become a singer, dancer, actor, filmmaker, an athlete, we're going to provide them that, because at the moment the communities can't afford to do that. So therefore they don't end up living what they want to do, whatever their dreams are. Maybe I speak to gang members and they tell me that they wanted to be a doctor, they wanted to be a lawyer, they wanted to be a football player, but we're not actually giving them the ability to do that. So I want us to actually empower our youth, make them entrepreneurs for the next generation. And instead of spending millions on foreign football players, let's make it homegrown.
You've mentioned a couple of times that you've been speaking to this group or that group. Could you tell us a bit about the, I suppose you could put it, the market research behind your campaign? Could you tell us a bit about what it is you're doing on that front?
To be honest with you, like I said, I've been volunteering in communities for over 20 years. So the best market research you can do is actually being on the ground at the grassroots with the communities. And I'm fortunate to have been there with them and see the changes in society. So therefore, I definitely listen. I take the time to listen. My whole manifesto has been written at the grassroots by listening to people, by being in the communities, by understanding the hardships, understanding the homeless situation that we have. You can't do market research. You need to get out there and be with the people. And that's the best way to actually make policies, because it's actually going to affect people's lives. So you need to be with the people to understand what the problems are.
Excellent. I've got three of the big issues in London, and I'm just going to ask you for your thoughts on all three. That's okay.
Of course.
So, first of all, low traffic neighbourhoods. Where do you stand and what would happen under your mayorship?
I am completely against LTNs, and I tell you why. It is a social divide. It's a massive social divide. It's absolutely horrifying what's been happening in our communities with these LTNs that got introduced during the lockdown. Residents got taken advantage of. Not only is it affecting the residents who are elderly, handicap, or, you know, people, families that have special need, whether it's children or family members, they're all suffering. And if you look what the way, you know, in most, I've actually taken the time to go visit the LTNs in some of the communities. And what I have seen with my own eyes, what I have witnessed, is it's a social divide, because the affluent areas are the ones benefiting, but they're pushing all the traffic to the poorer neighborhoods, which is causing mass pollution, mass disruption. I'm completely against them. And as far as I'm concerned, they need to be removed. And emergency services, I mean, it's absolutely shocking that our emergency services are suffering because they can't get to people that need help. Even the police, when crimes are being committed, it's so shocking, but, you know, the crimes are being happening in the streets where they know that police can't get there in time. So, yes, I'm completely against LTNs and they need to be ripped out. And as you saw, they've been ruled unlawful last week.
Secondly, Brexit, where do you stand? And what do you believe is the future for London in the post-Brexit world?
Well, Europe will always be an alliance for the UK. Brexit has happened and it's time we definitely do move on and build the economy of London. But what I plan to do is actually work with the Commonwealth Group of Nations. That's 52 countries who are Commonwealth partners. So I want to introduce a plan called City to City, which is going to be business tunnels all over the world, where cities work with other cities. I'll work with other mayors of London and other cities, and we can actually then bring more foreign direct investment, bring more opportunities, create jobs by working with our Commonwealth Group of Nations.
And COVID-19 and both the health aspect and the financial aspect, I'm thinking partly about Croydon here, which recently had to stop all non-essential spending.
Yes. So I'm putting together very comprehensive recovery plans for COVID-19. We need to make sure we create jobs to, you know, all this damage that has happened. I want to definitely put money back into people's pockets. So I do plan to do some council tax freezing. Youth, you know, the young generation have really suffered, the young professionals. So below the age of 25, I want to do no council tax for them. I plan to basically create jobs by actually opening up London for foreign direct investment, so we can actually have businesses create more jobs into our city. I plan to do business incubators, so startups. I really want to empower startups. So we'll be giving free office rent for startups for the first 6 months by working with partners all over the city that have office space available. So there's many things that we need to do in recovery, and one of those will be mass COVID testing available. So whether it's in the football stadiums or the concerts, things can get back to normal. We need to make London get moving again. It's very important.
Are you going for the mayorship? You're not just trying to take a stand. And if so, you would be an independent candidate, not tied to any party. Do you feel that would impact your ability to talk to the central government or get your plans through?
I think it puts me in a greater position of power. And that's because if we see what happens right now, the Reds and the Blues, all they do is argue with each other, and they'll continue to do that. So it's very important. Yes, our country's governed by politics, but our city doesn't need to be governed by politics. And it gives me the opportunity to be able to work with the government and actually put forward and lobby for the people, on behalf of the people, with the government. We need to work hand in hand, and we can't work hand in hand when we're too busy arguing with each other. And that's what we're seeing right now. Nothing gets done for the people because the Reds and Blues are too busy arguing about everything. So I think it's the best way to have an independent mayor that is, aside from party politics, can actually do things once and for all for the people of London. And why am I standing? I am standing to be the next mayor of London. I'm not doing it just for fun to make a stand. I want to be the mayor that actually represents the people once and for all.
Excellent. And finally, in 30 seconds, could you sum up why people should vote for you?
Of course I can. I am an independent candidate. I am not governed by party politics. So therefore, I am there to represent you, represent your interests, and I am there to bring London back together. We can change London. We can create London into a city of opportunity and promise, with safer streets, thriving communities, and empowering our youth. So let's do this together. Let's bring London back.
Excellent. Thank you very much for talking to me, and best of luck.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.